neurodiversity, right? But a lot of times we learn those when kids start to read. Oh, letters are being jumbled a little bit. Numbers are being jumbled a little bit. There's a little bit of difficulty there. Let's look into it. And usually they're 5, 6, 7, 8 by that point, and it's a little late. So that's the one time when you're kind of not advised to bring in another language. But for the most part, the vast majority, it's going to be fine. Even in a lot of those cases, bilingualism is totally cool in a learning context. And you're really working on getting them to read in those languages first, right? This is the K to 2 kind of realm where we're learning to read. And then beyond that, we're going to read to learn. So it's very similar to what a regular school day would look like. But you're going to bring in some extra resources. For us, this was a really simple example of how we did this. I didn't want